Okay, the question is, if you have multiple web browsers in hide mode in the same LAN, and they all want to go out and browse the web simultaneously, and they collide on high TCP port numbers, how do you resolve that? Well, the answer is, we're much more willing to take the chance they're going to collide on port numbers than on the chance that they're going to collide on outbound IP addresses, which we know they're going to collide because they're all hiding behind the same IP address. I don't know how the firewall resolves that. It probably rejects the connection and says try again. But there's 64,000 or 63,000 random high TCP port addresses, so your chances of colliding are actually very small. I would imagine if you were a firewall and somebody, the way you would keep those straight would be either to reject the second connection or maybe do something smart like keep track of, well, this guy's going to a different IP address, so when the answer comes back, you match both the IP address and the port number, and that's how you keep it straight. So I imagine if you did both of those, I mean, what are the chances of two LAN hosts simultaneously going to Yahoo, both with the same random high port number? Pretty small. Excuse me? Who would pick a different high port number? The firewall. All right, the question is it possible the firewall would just pick a second high port number going to the same destination? Right. There's something called port address translation. The firewall does have the ability to, you know, play further games with this, pick different port numbers, etc. The chances of this happening are very small, so it's not something, you know, we worry about a whole lot. I don't know the details of how Firewall 1 in particular, you know, resolves that. But given the fact that there are 63,000 random high TCP port numbers, and most LANs, you know, are hiding only a few hundred people behind a single, you know, NAT configuration, it doesn't seem to happen very often. I'm sure there's a solution. I'm sure they've worked on it, but I haven't considered it very much. Well, MAC addresses are local to your Ethernet segment. They don't cross routers. They don't even cross switches. So whatever MAC address you have on your local LAN client could easily be long gone by the time you get to your gateway router or your NAT box. That's layer 2 Ethernet only, doesn't have any part of this type of NAT. Question? All right, the comment is if you're using Firewall 1 in hide mode, you're always going to be using port address translation. Okay.
So all they have to do is maintain IP and port information.
Okay. The comment is there's no reason to be maintaining forced the same port number. Okay, fine. This is not something I'm an expert on these details. I know that, you know, the firewall handles them just fine, and I haven't torn into it. The response finally comes back to the client. The client receives the reply from the internet host. So he's happy. He sent out a request to an internet server, and he got his HTTP request back, so he's perfectly happy. Number 9, he has no idea NAT was used. He has no idea that the web server thought he was really talking to 204, 205, you know, 199.1. He has no idea. And the server has no idea also. The server, as far as he knows, he received a valid request. So one of the important issues here, if NAT is working properly, is that neither the client nor the server have any idea that NAT was used, and it doesn't matter. They don't need to know, except for some unusual circumstances such as the VPN. Okay, that was outbound. Now we're going to talk about hide mode and inbound connections. And if you're thinking ahead, if you're reading ahead, you might be thinking, something's not right here. Why should there be inbound connections in hide mode? And it's true. One of the purposes of hide mode is that there can't be inbound connections. So let's say that web server you just connected to has an evil process on it, and it tries to open another connection back to your web client. Those of you who have firewalls now and watch the logs, you see this all the time. I'm running Firewall 1 in my lab right now, and I'm seeing it all the time. I connect to some web server somewhere on the internet, and 3 seconds later, there's some, you know, high TCP port attempted connection right back to my web client. My firewall drops them all and logs them, but this happens all the time. So in this scenario, the packet comes in from this website. its destination is the public IP address, the routable one that your NATBox was using. Whatever the port source is and the port destination, if it's an evil process, it can fake it all at once. But it's coming in on something that, well, clearly you're not allowing any port numbers to come through because you're in hide mode on the LAN. The firewall sees the incoming packet and is unable to match it with a known connection described in the state table. So remember before we talked about this state table where the firewall keeps information about connections that are outbound. So when packets come back in, it can look up in the table and say, oh yeah, I know about you. I was expecting you. You're the answer to this request from someone in my LAN. However, if a new connection tries to come through, the firewall looks at this and says, what is this? You're trying to connect to somebody who's in hide mode. And the firewall says, you know, my job is to hide those hosts. So the firewall says, well, this is a virtual IP address only. It's not a real IP address. We just used it temporarily for hide mode NAT. Also, here's an interesting question. Even if the firewall could forward that packet to some host inside the LAN, it's an interesting question. Which host is it intended for? There could be 200 hosts in there. Lastly, hiding the internal hosts is the whole point of hide mode. So the next issue, the next item here is, well, the next thing that happens is the connection fails, no connection can be made, hence hide mode. All right, we've talked about the first two in hide mode. I'll more quickly go through static mode. Okay, questions. Question here? Is there a cache that can be exploited from the hide mode local addresses? The only cache, so to speak, would be, my understanding, would be the state tables that are stored in the firewall. Well, sure. Once the connection leaves the firewall, it's subject to all sorts of other, you know, man-in-the-middle attacks or whatever. At that point, it's just a standard connection going out over the internet. I suppose if you were able to, you know, hack into that, you could get back through. But the firewall is fairly clever. I don't know all the details of what it's got there to prevent that. But the firewall is only going to allow, you know, replies from that IP address with the correct port number and within a certain period of time. If you're hiding a couple of hundred LAN hosts in hide mode, hiding behind a single IP address on the internet, and let's say you were sniffing that connection, you sniffed somebody's T1 line going out to the internet, what do you see? You see a single IP address that's incredibly chatty, right? You see a single IP address that's simultaneously talking to 53 websites. That's hard. That's harder. That's a real blizzard of information, and it's harder to keep all those data streams separate and tease them out and figure out who's what, and it'd be hard work. But yeah, once the connection leaves the firewall and goes out on the internet insecurely, yes, there's some things that can be done, but the firewall is keeping a state table with all the relevant information and blocks everything that doesn't match exactly what it's expecting. The firewall is much smarter than a simple access control list, which just says, let this, you know, port number into this IP address. The firewall has a state table and says, only this connection and only for the next 30 seconds, and you have to be this IP address, you have to be this port number, otherwise you get dropped. Question? Yeah.